Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The government chief whip today paid tribute to all those who responded to the Chrysler tragedy, saying at the worst of times for Donegal, the people of the county showed their best. The chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care says she's not surprised at the comments of a cancer patient this week about the lack of resources at Letterkenny University Hospital. Betty Holmes tells Highland Radio that the divide between north and south of the Dublin-Galway line remains a very serious reality. Families of children affected by the South Kerry CAMHS scandal are calling for an explanation from the government, and Moville Community College extension is to go to construction. All those stories to follow, and a little later at around 5:15, Oisin is here with the sports news, and as it is a Friday, beg on Noch the Gwing, Le Colum Ferreter. We begin, though, with the comments of the government chief whip, Jack Chambers, today, who paid tribute to those who responded to the Chrysler tragedy, saying at the worst of times for Donegal, the people of the county showed their best. Minister Chambers serves as junior minister for sport and the Gaeltacht. He was speaking at the opening of the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy earlier today.
It's been a particularly difficult month for the people of Donegal. The events which took place in Chrysler have shaken the entire country. And for my own part, I want to extend my own sincere sympathies to all those who have lost loved ones. What I've noticed most in the midst of all this is the strength that your community has shown when confronted with this incredible, tragic event. The church, which opened its doors to continue to provide goods to the local community, the shop, which opened its doors to the emergency services and those assisting with the search for survivors. In the midst of such grief, the people of Donegal have been exemplars of humanity, of care and compassion to their neighbours, and when confronted with the worst, people across Donegal have shown their very best. So I just want to acknowledge that today.
Minister Jack Chambers, and there's more, by the way, on the opening of that Donegal GAA Centre on the sports news that's following with Oisin. The chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care says she's not surprised at the comments of a cancer patient this week about the lack of resources at Letterkenny University Hospital. Betty Holmes says key services continue to be removed from the hospital, strengthening her belief that the facility is being slowly downgraded. She says the DACC map, which they produced several years ago, still clearly shows the huge divide in Irish health provision.
The DACC map from 2017, where we went to all the meetings and we explained where Donegal was and nobody would listen. And if you look, the Galway-Dublin line, and we have it all below the Galway-Dublin line. Letterkenny Hospital, it's over 13 years now since I first said that, in my personal opinion, that the powers that be at both regional and national level, we're going to make Letterkenny Hospital the new St. Joseph's, and basically a community hospital, and all key services are being removed from it. And if you listen to what Rosina said, yes, the staff are excellent, whatever, at Letterkenny University Hospital, but there has not been the investment, and all we hear is COVID, COVID, COVID. These issues existed long, long before COVID.
Families of children affected by the South Kerry CAMHS scandal are calling for an explanation from the government. 4 months after being promised compensation, the 150 families have still not received any payment, and the terms of the compensation scheme have been changed. 227 children were put at risk of serious harm while receiving mental health care from a junior doctor. Keith Rowles, partner at Coleman Legal, is one of the solicitors representing the families. He says his clients no longer trust the state.
There's a huge lack of trust there at the moment. They're very suspicious of all the state's actions at the moment, and unfortunately we believe that they're right to be suspicious. No explanation was provided to our offices regarding the changes made, and now it's delayed the 10,000 payment to the families who are in desperate need of it considering the treatment that's required.
Some breaking news, and the extension project for Moville Community College has received approval to proceed to construction under the Additional School Accommodation Scheme. The project will consist of a new build extension to the current school, including a special needs education base. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says this is tremendous news for the school community. He says it will improve the offering and services of Moville Community College.
Yeah, it's very good news. The ETB and Moville Community College have been working very hard to progress the work on the construction of the site and getting to the stage where building can start. this is an important step forward. Minister for Education Norma Foley has now confirmed to me that approval has been given to the ETB to proceed with construction and the appointment of a main construction tender. And following on from this now will be the appointment of the appointment of a main electrical contractor and a main mechanical contractor. And following on from that, then the project can get to build stage. But it's really, this is a really important step forward and one that is seeing the school progressing and really important for the school to actually get towards the situation where we see work starting on site and see the new school, long-awaited new school built.
Minister Charlie McConnellogue there. Police have named the victim of a brutal killing in Antrim as 44-year-old Liam Christie. The father of three was shot four times at close range at a house in the Craig Hill area. A murder investigation was launched last evening. A 31-year-old man has been arrested and is still assisting police with inquiries. Detective Inspector Rachel Wilson today made this appeal.
I have already received information that a member of the public possibly heard gunshots at around 2 a.m. on Thursday, but believed it was fireworks. I would be keen to establish if anyone else heard any unusual noises around this time.
South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry says he's deeply upset and offended at how he was treated by Fianna Fáil this week. It had been expected he'd be readmitted to the parliamentary party on Wednesday night, but he wasn't. He believes because of a complaint from a Sligo councillor. With more, here's Claire McNamara.
Deputy McSharry resigned the Fianna Fáil whip just over a year ago in a row over Catherine Sapone's botched special envoy appointment. The Sligo man was not readmitted to the party on Wednesday as planned. In a letter to the party yesterday, he hit out at the fact Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party was told the motion to admit him couldn't proceed because an issue had arisen. His letter says some colleagues assumed he was subject to a criminal investigation, such was the cryptic and serious nature of the Chief Whip's comments. He says he assumes the issue referred to as a complaint made against him about comments he made in a private WhatsApp group of Fianna Fáil representatives in Sligo. Deputy McSharry says his remarks can't be seen as bullying, as he's entitled to due process. He says he should be readmitted to the parliamentary party next week.
The Taoiseach says Ireland will pull out all the stops to house refugees. It comes as the government says it can't guarantee accommodation for refugees from Ukraine or elsewhere. The City West Transit hub is full and is not accepting any new arrivals. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government will attempt to create more accommodation.
We have pulled out all the stops and we will continue to work to pull out all the stops. We're part of the European-wide Temporary Protection Directive, which not only involves accommodation, it involves the right to work and so forth. And this is across Europe, and it's a united European response to the worst humanitarian crisis on the continent of Europe.
Councillor Ian McGarvey says he was always committed to serving the needs of his constituents as a member of Donegal County Council. Ireland's oldest councillor this week informed the Donegal County Council management of his intention to retire in the near future. His nephew, Pádraig McGarvey, is expected to succeed him. Councillor McGarvey says his commitment to public service predated his time on council.
Long before I went on the council, I was very active and would say assisting people to get what would have been their rights over the years. And it was always important if I could do something for somebody that might be in a difficulty acquiring what, in many cases, they would be entitled to. So, therefore, I stood for Donegal County Council for the one reason, hoping that it would be very effective in providing, if I say, opportunities for people that otherwise would go unnoticed and they wouldn't get what they deserved.
And are there any plans now in place for a successor?
The proposed successor as well, who would be a nephew of mine and who I would think would be quite able to represent the people, because look, first and foremost, if you're a county councillor and you're elected, the people always come before yourself for your own intentions or needs, if you like.
Irish Water says 11 important wastewater projects are either underway or set to start shortly in Donegal. It's after an EPA report this week found 8 schemes in the county are discharging raw sewage into the environment. Irish Water acknowledge they have a lot to do, but say major progress is being made. Meanwhile, Environment Minister Eamon Ryan has told the Dáil increased government funding is being made available, and that'll be key to addressing the outstanding issues highlighted this week by the EPA. Minister Ryan was responding to Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty, who said there are unacceptable delays in having these problems problematic schemes dealt with. He told the Dáil that he reported the failure to do work in Gweathóir to the EU Commission.
Over 2.5 million tonnes of raw sewage in 32 of our towns and villages has been pumped into our seas and rivers every year. Minister, 8 of those are in my own home county. In 2015, I submitted a complaint to the Commission over the state's failure to deliver a sewage scheme in my own hometown of Gweathóir. The Commission took infringing proceedings against this state as a result, and 7 years later, after many missed deadlines, changed deadlines, the main scheme hasn't started, with the only demonstration scheme now being completed. Many of these areas that have been outlined in the EPA report won't be connected to treatment plants until the second half of the decade, with raw sewage continuing to be pumped into our seas and rivers. So what assurances can you give these communities that this will be addressed?
The money is available. Key thing we need to do is a 10-year programme where that sort of figure, the 1.6 billion euro, as well as the money spent on housing and education and health and transport and all the other areas, it's the public payment of those sort of sums on a year-in, year-out basis, on a systematic way, is the only way. You can't magic it up without having the budget. So I would say that's the key thing. It is the National Development Plan. It's the commitment of large, continuous, year-in, year-out, multi-annual programme of work so that you can get efficiencies in how Irish Water deploy their resources. I know that area in Gweathóir, absolutely, it needs. It's such a beautiful location. It absolutely, and an area with a very large population in a rural area. So it needs those resources, but so do every other area in the country.
Thank you, Minister.
The best way of guaranteeing it is guaranteeing the money.
The Buy Donegal campaign returns next month, showcasing the best of Donegal businesses and urging people to choose local products and services while Christmas shopping. The initiative runs from November 11th right up to Christmas Eve, with weekly deals and specials on the dedicated website buydonegal.com. Stephen Perry from Donegal County Council's Economic Development Unit says it's becoming a very important element of the council's ongoing efforts to market and promote local talent.
I suppose we've grown from when it started in 2020 initially as Buy Donegal Weekend, and then it grew into a larger campaign, and then we see more businesses get involved. We had circa 300 businesses involved last year. While the message of buying local and supporting local business is important, Buy Donegal is about more than that. It's about showcasing the talent, creativity and innovation of Donegal business to a global audience.
This is not just talking to people within the county itself, urging them to buy Donegal. This is really reaching out globally.
Absolutely, yeah, and we've seen that as well, even in terms of the website and where visitors have come from, and people who have engaged with the campaign through the hashtag Buy Donegal from all parts of the globe, which is fantastic, and not necessarily even those that just have a direct link to Donegal, but people who like the idea of buying something that's in a small batch, hand-produced, creative, and with a story or a background to it.
And I'm sure there's a lot of small businesses, craftspeople, etc. out there who would like to get involved in this. How can they get involved?
We actively would encourage any business out there who, in particular, if it's relevant to be under a tree at Christmas, though, I suppose, to get involved. So log on to buydonegal.com. There's a business portal there for them to log on and register and get up and get listing on our site. And for those who have been involved in the campaign of 300 or so businesses in the past, we would also encourage them to log on, update their details.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's GA Centre and Convoy was officially opened today, with the unveiling attended by GA President Larry McCarthy, Minister for Sport Jack Chambers, and Ulster GA President Kieran McLaughlin. The complex, which is five pitches, a gym, changing rooms and administration offices, will cost in the region of €8 million when it is completed. To date, just over €6.5 million has been spent. Donegal GA Chairman Mick McGrath says it was a project of necessity.
Myself as chairman and my fellow county executive officers, we had at all times engaged and supported the overall efforts that were being made by the development committee. And although we questioned finances on a regular basis, we acknowledged everything that went on with that network and that commitment was made by those people. Most of them here today, past and present, I acknowledge you all. The county committee, of course, made up of the 40 clubs of our county, knew from day one that this was a project of necessity, a new hope for our county, and it has been delivered today. getting started into a project that we had estimated was going to start around 3 million and we ended up spending close to 8, you might think was reckless, but when you come into a 26 acre field and it's like an artist going into a blank canvas, and we certainly changed the colours and the designs of that artistic display that you see here in front of you today many, many times. And I think that it's well planned for the future, not what we've got in front of us, but what can actually be developed further in the future. And while all this was being developed, we continued to financially operate our teams, our many football teams and hurling teams in our academies and throughout the county. And the great thing that has come out of it is now that that we're all calling this home.
Well, during the ceremony, Mick also took the opportunity to ask the government and the GAA to assist in energy support.
We know that government are positive towards the sustainable energy debates that are currently going on. And we've gone down that, and we would ask the GAA here, Larry in particular, and Jack, who holds the minister's position at the moment, to engage with one another, maybe in addressing what our sports are needing around the county. I know the domestic dwellings are getting rebates, but I'm asking you to look at what we're doing with sports, what we're doing with renewable energy developments throughout our club grounds and our county grounds and here today. And I know you'll look at that in a positive way.
Well, GAA President Larry McCarthy praised the fact that the county's ladies footballers and Camogie players also have access to the Donegal GAA Centre. He said the county has proven itself to be ahead of the curve.
I'm delighted to hear that Camogie, and I'm delighted to hear that the LGFA are part and parcel of what's happening here. We started having integration talks under the leadership of Mary McAleese this week in Croagh Park to eventually amalgamate. You know that part and parcel of our strategic plan is the unity of the three associations. It'll be a long, slow road, I would suggest to you, but I'm delighted to hear that Donegal are at the forefront yet again in this. So thank you for that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations, Donegal Abu.
That's the GAA President Larry McCarthy speaking at the official opening ceremony of the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy earlier today. To international football, Ian Barraclough has been sacked as manager of Northern Ireland following a disappointing Nations League campaign. He was booed by some fans as they narrowly avoided relegation to the fourth tier of the competition. Northern Ireland picked up just 4 wins from 22 competitive games since he replaced Michael O'Neill. Well, the Republic of Ireland under-17 women's side suffered defeat in their opening match in the European qualification today. Northern Ireland are hosts for this phase of the group games. Ireland went down by a 0-0 in their tie against Austria. And it shows Jody Lockery started the game for Ireland today. Their next match in the competition is next Monday. In the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight, leaders Shamrock Rovers take a 6-point advantage into their game with St. Pat's at the Talla Stadium. Challengers Derry City welcome Shelburne to the Brandywell. Declan Devine takes charge of Bohemians for the first time against Finn Harps at Dalymount Park. Sean O'Connor will have live regular updates from that game here in Highland, which starts in Dublin at 7:45. When the sides met earlier in the season at the Capital, Harps earned a point in what was a dramatic 2-2 draw. Former Finn Harps manager Anthony Gorman believes Harps will have to show that same sort of fighting spirit if they are to get anything out of the game tonight again.
And the spirit they showed in the last game, you know, you talk about that 2-2 draw. If you remember, Harps were down to 9 men that night with Ryan Rainey, and I think it was Eric McWoods who was sent off in that game. And they got a late equaliser from, I think it was Mark Tumlin. But it shows you, like, Harps will need all that fighting spirit and all that togetherness, you know, if they're to get something out of the game on Friday night. And I'm sure Ollie would grab that opportunity now of a point.
Also this evening, Dundalk entertain Sligo Rovers and UCD play host to Drogheda United. Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag has confirmed that Cristiano Ronaldo refused to come on as a substitute against Tottenham this week, but remains an important part of the squad. The forward's been dropped for tomorrow's trip to Chelsea after walking down the tunnel at Old Trafford before Wednesday's match with Spurs had finished. Ten Hag says Ronaldo was already on a warning for his behaviour in pre-season. Seamus Power is just a shot off the lead on 6 under par on day 2 of golf's CJ Cup in America. Shane Lowry tees off shortly from 3 under. Rory McIlroy resumes on 5 under from 6 o'clock. Lee Hodges is the course leader there at 7 under. Ulster's away game to the Sale Sea Sharks tomorrow in the United Rugby Championship has been postponed as the Northern Province are unable to field a team. Ulster have been struck with a bout of sickness. Glasgow Warriors have a similar of infection within their squad, and their game with the Emirates Lions is also off. Connacht are in action tonight in the URC as they take on the Scarlets at the Sports Ground. It starts at 7:35. One Donegal boxer is in action at the National Senior Championships in Dublin tonight. Brian Elliott of Elliott's Golden Gloves takes on James Whelan from the Docklands Club in Dublin in the quarter-final of the light heavyweight division. Ireland's cricketers have qualified for the Super 12 stage of the World Cup, set a target of 147 to beat the West Indies in Hobart. Ireland reached the total with 15 balls to spare, winning by 9 wickets this morning. And finally, for the moment in snooker, Mark Allen will play Mark Williams this evening in the quarterfinals of the Northern Ireland Open in Belfast. That match is due to get underway at 7 o'clock. Sinné Féin Sport, Beimidge, Arash Rhys, Amara, Iga Dálclog. Dólam.
Gwyrm hagaf Osín, agos anis an lwcht a leif ic Colm Ferreter.
Seawrm a hasa Colm Ferreter in Seadlan the Prif Skelty. Hog and chart the dollar and co intus glash. Marco Cahasi Malu don realtus and chart and shot. Roll a arbitch the udras negeltukta or heav a solahar tihiakta je. Egmave goro canchehe egehin lesh and aristach negeltukta. August lesh and aratihiakta hanafin. Fuin chas agus durche go heart. Go me roll ege udras negeltukta a solahar tihiakta. Go harihe tihiakt en achwinye da geligori. Hannigan Tower in Yestalin play Sadoil, Fuin Raktiacht, Astructorha, a Talavet Harrington Yest, our ward Nahagriacta Geltokta. Louis Gere Gantanus Tihiacta, August, and here came Changa at her on Foster Dar Lish. Tafactus Changa Ur Scholta, Egg Forest Nigiliga Daravaram Credum Unut. Chonskin of Nualach Erlina, a Wilmer Hospor, Ega Usaj Nigiliga, a Harkon Kin. Togtur Kharu, Doran Farchiha, a was Spesh Akusigelig, partner Aronu, August Kion Scriba, Foluma, a Hokru, Taharig Sul, Gomi Kanchuri, a Geliga, a Jerif Changwala, Ladini, a Ta Erit, a Natya Aku, Lokoju Lo, and Kopla Fakula Taku, a Vedu, as Fajer Le Folumori partner, a Leafa, a Faku Kamai, August Hokulut, Sprecken of Foluma, a Koshimply, Le Runt Phrase, Frazi, Nua Ausaj, Auron Geliga Olam, na Lower Geliga, a Lev, a Lagan Chase, Togan Forest, the Geliga, Koru de Geligori, Eid Hain, a Kurt, a Kontossi, Marvantori, Kont Kodu Le Folumori, Sprek Changa, a Winchama, August the Gah Olas, Egg Forest Nigeliga Bunk IE. August to Kuig Lore Geliga Eringarlas to the Gradan Nigeliga Egg Irish Book Awards Fiha Fia Sada Fulgriu and Yarlas to Inye Egg Ard Offig and First Malia Clea August Fulgrahar Butchors and Hatagore Egg Oakhout Special to and V Shaw Hugging in a Mask. A mask, Lorty Eringarlas to Na Blath Na Dullach Krusa Garskelta. Falsiha eig eiv lodge. Shin mahod sha eigolier slan agus banach.
Gunamagath column, agus anish on I'm sure. Mostly dry this evening with some clear spells, just a few showers tonight. Further showers or spells of rain moving in from the south. Heavy downpours expected with spot flooding in parts. Lowest temperatures overnight 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh southerly winds. Tomorrow Saturday some further showery outbreaks of rain, but it will become drier as the day goes on. Fairly mild with top temperatures 14 or 15 degrees Celsius in a moderate west to south westerly breeze. And that's Highland Radio News. Main news in brief this evening. The government chief whip today paid tribute to all those who responded to the Chrysler tragedy. Jack Chambers said, at the worst of times for Donegal, the people of the county showed their best. Donegal, he said, showed themselves to be exemplars of humanity. The chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care says she's not surprised at the comments of a cancer patient this week about the lack of resources at Letterkenny University Hospital. Betty Holmes says key services continue to be removed from the hospital, strengthening her belief that the facility is being slowly downgraded. Families of children affected by the South Kerry CAMHS scandal are calling for an explanation from the government, and the extension project for Mobile Community College has received approval to proceed to construction under the additional school accommodation scheme. It'll consist of a new build extension to the current school, including an SEN base. We're back with news headlines at 6. Good evening.
Obituary notices for Friday evening, October 21st. The death has occurred of Ludmila Mikilic, beloved mother of Dr. Olga Mikilic, respiratory consultant at Letterkenny University Hospital. Ludmila's remains were reposed at Archview Lodge, Dromore, Letterkenny from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, October 22nd. Funeral Mass on Sunday at the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain at 10:30 a.m. Interment afterwards in All Saints Cemetery, Newtown, Cunningham. Family flowers only. Donations, if wished, to Archview Lodge Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Peter Doherty, 18, The Cottages, Burnfoot. Peter's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:45 p.m. to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for a Requiem Mass at 2:30 p.m. followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of William Macbeth, Monine Ballandrate. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for 3 p.m. funeral service in Ballandrate Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Irish Heart Foundation and Ballandrate Presbyterian Church Fund, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Josephine McAuley, Nee McGarrigle, 551, Ard McCool, Stranorler. Remains reposing at her late residence this evening. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. each day and on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Kevin McGuinness, 51, Belvere Park, Colmore, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for a Requiem Mass at 11:30 a.m. with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Waterside Hospital, care of any family member or Comsky Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 10 p.m. till 11 a.m. On the morning of the funeral, family, neighbours and close friends, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Kathleen Doherty, Nee McCabe, 287, The Cottages, Burnfoot, and formerly County Monaghan. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for a Requiem Mass at 11:30 a.m. followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Marjorie McDade, 18, Westfield, Newtown, Cunningham. Remains reposing at her late residence, which is private, please, to family and friends. Requiem Mass in the All Saints Church, Newtown, Cunningham, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flyers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to a charity to be confirmed at a later date, care of any family member or Jim McGlynn, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Ina Boyle, Tully Arvin, Boncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 10:15 a.m. on Sunday morning, travelling to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 a.m. funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.